I'm just real. Like, I am 100% authentic. Take me, leave me, you know, get canceled, whatever, I'll bounce back.
Amen. It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. CEO of multi-million dollar corporate companies lost it all to have it all. She lost everything and is currently rebuilding her entire life. And if this is your rebuild season, this episode of Social Equity is for you. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino. Welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have you here. So glad to bring on Melissa Messy Missy. That's what we call her. She is a CEO, was a CEO of multi-million dollar corporate companies, and she lost everything and is rebuilding her brand from scratch. Now she's an accountability and business coach who is helping women who lost their identity to being a mom, being a wife, being an executive worker. Now, I want to tell you about how we met. We met on Threads a couple weeks ago, and I didn't think I was going to talk about this again, but I was attempted to be canceled on Threads a few weeks ago. It was not fun. But I met Melissa Messy Missy through this because she took the risk of defending me on Threads when there are thousands of people going off who really don't know me, my heart, or the greater message behind my content. She took that risk to befriend me and to stand up for me in that moment. And I thought, I'm having her on the show. What a badass woman. So she took that risk while I was in the face of cancellation. Turns out you can't be canceled if you don't quit showing up. And I just thought we had a lot in common. So here she is. Let's bring her on. Melissa, go ahead and request to come in. I'm so excited. Let's see. Just send that request. I'm so excited to chat with you. In the midst of all the hate and all that was going on, which I guess I should give a little recap of what was going on before we dive deep into the conversation. But hey.
Hello, I'm here. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited you're here. We look very American. I've got my red, you've got your blue.
Oh my gosh. Red, white, blue.
It was not the intention, but I love it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am thrilled, delighted, and so grateful to be here. So thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so grateful for you for standing up in the face of hate and like taking that risk for people to come after you for defending me. I just want to recap what was going on for people on Threads and like why people wanted to cancel me. So let me just do that real quick. First of all, I had hired someone a couple weeks before. She had gotten all kinds of information about working with me, what it would be like. She was fully set up to start for day one, but of course, I never expect anyone to do the work before it's actually their first day of the job. So throughout the day, I'm checking in on her, making sure she's fully supported, making sure that I have my lead team member checking in on her, making sure she's fully supported. And she keeps telling us throughout the day that she's got it, she's taking care of things, she has no questions. And that it's all good. And we're like, we're messaging each other going, what's going on? Because like we can see in the back end, no work's being done. But we're like, you know what? Maybe she needed more time to sit with the materials and like dig into more about our back end. And that's okay. So we keep asking whatever. And at the end of the day, we're like checking in. Okay, what got done? And she tells us that she worked all day. Nothing got done. And we're like, okay, were you just like reading materials? She's like, no, I was actually like talking and doing the communication stuff I needed to do. And we're just like, no, you were not responding to emails. Like we can see there's nothing. And then when we caught her lying, she was like, well, okay, Sophia, I just want to be honest. I was on my period and it was a really bad day. And I'm someone who's literally hired a nutritionist this year to heal myself. I've had really, really bad period pain, like excruciating, lay in bed with the heating pad for 2 days every single month. I know what it's like to have really, really bad pain. I've had girlfriends with endometriosis. I've had friends who have had their uteruses removed. Like, we all know what it's like to be a woman and to experience awful things and autoimmune disorders that I went through. But I just thought, you can't lie to me because that's stealing money from me. Like, human to human, it's hurtful, but actually lying to someone who's paying you is stealing. So I wasn't going to have that. And it didn't matter what excuse. If she would have told me, hey, I would love to start my first day tomorrow, I would have been like, cool. Like, no worries. If you're sick, you're sick. I totally get it. But that wasn't what happened. And then you came to my defense, which I thought was really incredible.
I'm just real. Like, I am 100% authentic. Take me, leave me, you know, get canceled, whatever. I'll bounce back.
Amen. Amen. And my business coach reached out to me and she said, you can't get canceled if you keep showing up. So
everybody needs to remember that. Everybody.
Yes. Yes, you cannot get canceled if you keep showing up. So I love that you're here because you have some good, I wish they weren't old-fashioned values because I obviously don't agree with all old-fashioned values, but like good old values of showing up and actually putting your best foot forward and not expecting a handout. And you've built some incredible companies, multi-million dollar companies. I want to know your story and why you're rebuilding from nothing now, because everyone who follows me knows that I rebuilt from nothing. So share your journey.
Yeah. Yes. And like we said, we don't always want to have to dig up the past again. But for me, if it helps other women, I will redig my past every single day.
Yes.
So unfortunately, got a mess. I'm messy, missy, and I'm not going to hide behind my messes anymore. I'm going to learn from them and build something really beautiful out of them. So mid 2023, I was just knocked to my knees. I had been a CEO of a private healthcare company for the past 10 years. I had grown through the company to that C-level. And when you reached out on Threads and was like, hey, I mean, what happens in corporate? Are there real women in real business? Like, yeah, I've had women steal from me, steal time, clock in under other people's knee. It's just, it's amazing what people will do out there. But that doesn't matter. It's what we do to maintain our integrity, honesty, right? So I had been a CEO of this healthcare company. I had grown it from 35 million to 75 million. We were on our way to $100 million my leadership. I built a phenomenal team of female leaders in healthcare, which is typically unheard of. It's a very male dominated field.
Wow.
And I'm 5'1". So I'm this little thing that walks in on my heels every day. And I'm like, we're going to get this day. We're going to do this. And we did it. And we did it through the pandemic. We grew 30% through the pandemic when most healthcare businesses and companies were shrinking.
Yeah.
So I was very, very proud of that. But come mid-2023, unexpectedly, a board member of the company terminated me overnight through an email. And unfortunately, it was due to a crazy ex-wife. And I am 2 times divorced. So it's, I hope I'm not the crazy ex-wife. But anyway.
No, you're like, I get it. Like, you get it. But it's like, this is another level. Like, what's going on, ma'am?
This was another level, but a blessing in disguise, right?
Okay.
So I will own my messes all day long, but I will find, like, kick me when I'm down, watch out when I get back up.
Amen.
I will find my mojo and get it back. This one took a little bit longer than expected. This one was about 6 months of some really deep, dark depression. Yeah. But everything is meant to happen. God's got a plan.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't understand it, but we've got to keep going.
We have to
keep going. You can't get canceled if you keep going. I love that.
Amen.
Idea.
So you just woke up and it was all gone? Like, your paycheck was gone?
Two paychecks gone. My bank account frozen. I lost my home. I lost everything. My identity was 100% wrapped up in CEO. I worked 24/7, 365 for 10 years. Wow. I did not take a vacation. I did not take a sick day. I did not get a period break ever. I just didn't.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, everyone in the comments is saying that they're nurses and it's male dominated, or they've been in the industry, it's male dominated. So it's incredible that you're a leader. Like, did you, I love talking about work ethic and like, don't expect a handout, work hard, but there's a difference between that and not getting a break ever. Like, was that healthy what you were doing for you? Like, can you look back and?
Looking back on it, no, but it is who I am. Yeah. So I don't regret a minute of it. I don't begrudge anything.
Wow.
I always loved what I did. I always showed up with a smile, no matter how hard it seemed. And so, no, I don't look back and regret it. I learned so much.
Yeah.
I learned through my failures. I see somebody on here wrote, dons are mainly males. A director of nurses, yes. Physicians and surgeons have egos the size of, I don't even know, like a mountain. And, you know, yes. So anyway, let's just get to the good stuff.
Because I'm sure women listening are like, okay, I know what it's like to all of a sudden have nothing. And what do you do? What do you do with it? So well, what did you do?
I hope you never have to experience having nothing. Yeah. I truly hope you never have to move back in with your parents in your mid 40s. Like, that part is just
after building cow, multi-million dollar business.
Lost it all. I had equity. I had a lot of equity in that. Okay. But so what? Like, so what? What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Right? We're going to rebuild.
What are you going to do? Like, you can't just sit there. It's like you've done it before, you'll do it again. I always tell people, you could put, and this is the kind of woman that I want to date in the future. Like, I could literally put you in the middle of nowhere, America, with $100 and you turn it into $1 million because you know how to sell.
Yes. Yes. And to be entrepreneurs, like you said, the type of woman you want to find, you're going to have to find like a badass lady balls woman. You're going to have to, who gets you, who respects you, like who loves you for who you are and gives you that time and that space to be you, to show up as you every single day.
Yeah, that's what it takes online, that's for sure. Goodness gracious. So like, if you essentially you were dropped with nothing, how did you get up off the ground? Because I know you're still in rebuilding right now. How did you even like get out of the depression to have the attitude you have now?
It was unlike anything I had ever experienced. So prior to this, I would say I was like questionable, like mental health, give it or take it. You know, I'm strong, I got this. But now, whoa, humility and like God's plan, truly. Like God was like, okay, I'm going to teach you something here. Like mental health is a crisis in this country.
It really is.
Loneliness is an epidemic in this country. And years ago, after my first divorce, I built my first business, which was an empowerment subscription-based box of strong motivational words on everyday items to help others get through divorce, to get through cancer, to get kids through divorce. Like, I built all that.
Wow, so you've really done it already.
Every, like, setback I take as, like a set up for a comeback.
Yes. I always say it's just set up season. Someone says they didn't get sales that week. I'm like, you were setting up sales. You were building relationships. Like, it could be a season of your life. It could be a week. It could be a day. It's set up season.
You got to put one foot in front of the other, no matter like your pinky toe step forward every single day. And that's what I did. So yeah. I just started to dive into like, okay, let me learn about this online digital course space.
Yeah.
And so I just started to learn. Unfortunately, I did have a considerable amount of PTSD from that. So I found some trauma therapy, and that's really helped me a lot. Now I'm rebuilding businesses. Well, number one, I am dying to help other women who want to shift from corporate, because listen, corporate doesn't care about you. Like, you can be dropped like that. Yeah. I was, and I had equity and shares and stock, and like I treated it as if it was my own. Corporate doesn't care about you. So build something on the side. Build something. And you are more than your corporate identity. Mm. And I say this like the midlife women, because you're more than a mom. You're more than a wife. You're more than a girlfriend. You've got something so special in you. The world needs it.
Yes.
Like, let's help you shift from corporate. Fine, keep your 9-to-5, keep your job, keep your paycheck, keep all that. I'm not saying abandon that, but build something on the side and put a priority and put accountability into your everyday to build that side. And then I'll help you get it to your main hustle, I call it. And I just use what I've learned. I've used my business strategies that I use to grow and scale those companies. I've used my power of manifestation. I am quantum leaping.
I believe it.
Manifestation. And it's real. It's science backed. It's not woo-woo.
Yes. No, I absolutely believe in that. I'm one of those people, I'm like, okay, I have like some traditional roots in faith, but I'm really mystic and believe in manifestation. Turn on my Abraham Hicks in the morning.
Oh my God, seriously.
Yes, I love it. I'm like, oh, it's in vibrational escrow. It's fine. Like, it's totally fine. And when you have that attitude, it always is fine. And I love that we have the part of our life in common, the come up season. And I just shared about mine today, just to recap people as I was telling them about this live and about this podcast episode. It's like, I did not know what was going to happen. I was so scared. I had less than $10,000. I didn't have support from the people I loved. I felt super betrayed. Like, people were not, like, almost like it felt like they were taking up for my ex-boyfriend. They were like not, and I worked for him. So I lost everything. I lost everything that I, like, was my identity of like, we worked together. And I had to step into a new one, but it was the only thing that I had, which was small at the time because I didn't pour my soul into it. I was busy pouring my soul into other things for him and his businesses. But thank God, I started what you would have just called the side hustle. I had started building my own profitable personal brand, but I wasn't doing it aggressively the way I teach women how to do it in 6 months or less now. I was just, thank God, doing something with it, because the only thing that no one could take from me and couldn't be spent up, because every time I went to get food or pay for help for anything I needed to get into a new space, I was counting the dollars. Every bite I ate, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have nothing left. And I was so fearful. But the one thing that couldn't run out and couldn't be taken away from me was the profitable personal brand. And, you know, people could try to take you down. I'm sure you felt like people were trying to ruin your integrity when this went down for you, right? Yep. But people's, your character shines. Like, your character, what people see, your energy online shines. No one can take that social equity, that profitable personal brand from you. So I'm really glad to see you get back up and show other women how to do it. And if you could do it for, to build how many million? It was
75. We were trajectory to 100 million.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you could do it there, you're going to do it for yourself and your business. So right now, what are you working on?
So right now I am offering one-to-one business strategy and manifestation techniques for that woman that's in corporate, started her side hustle, right? She's busy with that side. She's just busy in life. And the first thing to go is going to be your side hustle. It just is. It's like, how are you going to fit that in? And I add a layer of accountability. I add the fact that I can look high level at what you want to do and say, okay, here's what you need to do. Boom, 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 boom. I point her in the direction. She goes, she does it. She comes back. She's like, oh my God, I feel like I can do this now.
Yes. I think people get caught up in the things they think they need to do, but it's not moving the needle in their business. It's not the income producing activities. Right. Yeah. There's so much that needs to get done. It can feel overwhelming to have someone be by your side, be that accountability partner. That's really powerful. And then I was back on Threads, which, by the way, I still haven't posted because I'm like, oh God, these people are nuts. But I go back on Threads and I was reading and I saw that you had another business beyond coaching. I love this because I always tell people I'm not just a business coach. I built a service provider business. I built a social media agency and then I decided to coach. I was already successful and I think it's bullshit that people are out there business coaching when they never built anything.
Thank you. Please. Yes. Have more depth before you say you want to coach.
Yes. And anything that you do. So tell us about the actual new business that you're building beyond the coaching.
So I'm curious. This is a crazy passion of mine. I had this business up and running, but now I am 100% proprietor and I'm rebranding and it's called Guardiant Spray. It is a nasal. Okay.
Have you run ads about this?
Not yet.
Well, okay,
someone... then, but not now. Okay, so let me ask you. Did you wash your hands
today? Yes.
Okay, did you brush your teeth today?
And whitened.
Beautiful. Okay, did you clean your nose?
Yeah, I always blow my nose multiple times. I have allergies.
Okay. Most people don't think to clean your nose.
Oh, you mean like clean? I wouldn't know how to clean it.
Clean it.
Oh no, I mean, how do you do that?
Okay, exactly. Hold on.
All I gotta do is blow it. It's the only thing us lesbians know how to blow, is it not?
No, okay. All right. No, you clean your nose. So this nasal spray I used to fly twice a week when I was in that other job.
Right.
During the pandemic,
yes,
on an airplane, and I don't like germs. I am big about hygiene. Like when you cough and sneeze, please. Okay. But somehow recently everybody's even forgotten that.
I'm crazy. Before COVID even now, I'm going on a plane in a couple of days. I put a mask on in the plane before COVID. I'm scared of the plane air. Now if I'm taking OCD.
I am sending you when I get the labels and everything done this week, because March 11th is Clean Your Nose Day.
Okay.
I will send you a bottle of Guardian.
Oh, I can't wait.
100% natural green product. It is safe for everyone in your family.
Love it.
It kills. Okay. Your nose is a filter. The viruses, flu, cold, the other one that we don't say the name of that brought us to a halt.
Yes.
All of that enters your bloodstream through your nasal passage.
Yeah.
The virus attaches to your nasal mucosa. This has molecular hydrogen in a proprietary ionized saline.
Ooh.
100% green.
Okay.
And it will kill viruses if they're in your nose or if they're entering your nose.
And I believe you because you've been in the medical field and I made $75 million for the company.
Or.
So I believe you.
Or because we kept all of our offices open during COVID because I used a higher parts per million in cool mist humidifiers in our clinics and our surgery centers.
Wow. That is wild. Wild.
And because I am a germ geek phobe, and I travel and I swear, don't come near me if you have an illness. I will spray you down. But I knock on whatever, I stay healthy.
Yes, no, I love it. And as an entrepreneur, I go get vitamin infusions.
Yes.
I'm always drinking like adrenal cocktails. I'm always doing the most to stay on top of it. I take supplements. I call myself a baby grandma. Like I take care of myself because if our brains aren't operating or we feel sick and slowed down, especially as solopreneurs, it's really, really hard to keep the momentum in your business. So if you can avoid getting a cold that puts you down, that's amazing. What are these retail for? I'm just so curious. I work with service providers, not products, but I'm like, my marketing brain's going off because I'm like, this is amazing. I could see this being.
One bottle is $16.
Okay.
It's It's in line with just, you could go buy saline from a pharmacy right now and it would be $16 to $19.
Right.
And I don't exactly know what's in saline, but if you do, and I do have white papers on my website from the NIH, if you do have molecular hydrogen in here, it's an anti-inflammatory. So you mentioned allergens. Oh, allergens are inflammation.
Yes.
So this is anti-inflammatory with the addition of molecular hydrogen, which is an incredible product.
I did not think about having you come on and talk about your product, but I'm geeking out because I have super bad allergies and I feel like my nose is, what is it called? Deviated septum?
Deviated septum.
I literally,
a majority of us have them.
Oh, it's so bad. I literally can't like have cuddle time without Kleenex all around the bed in like different areas. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing. So it's like, if I could have the inflammation reduced, what would happen? Oh my God.
You'll be able to breathe better.
I'm so excited. Okay. I'm going to message you my address.
So yes, but my point to your point was, I'm not going to walk the walk. Talk the talk. I'm going to walk the walk. Like, I'm not just going to teach you business strategies and how I've used manifestation to create luxury in my life. And I'm going to do it again, but I'm also going to build businesses and I'm going to be in the trenches with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so important. And the coaches out there who have never been in the trenches, I just don't understand what they're selling to people. I helped build product-based businesses for years. I don't know like how far you went back, but I was dating the Silly Bands guy. So anytime he had like a crazy new inventor idea, I was the first one to help him market it and go to trade shows. And like, it was intense. There was Canadian QVC. It was a lot all the time, building brands, building social media accounts up, and always so much work. People don't really know what goes behind getting people to even know your product, to even hear about your product is insanity. And we're so blessed as service providers, as coaches, to be able to come online and show up as ourselves to sell whatever we do. And so I'm curious, I wasn't planning on this, but are you planning on like facing your own product and selling it from your perspective with a personal brand? Or are you planning on hiring like a team to create your social media presence for a product?
I just talked about this yesterday with another female entrepreneur. As of right now, I'm planning on the latter of what you just said, not my personal brand. I really want my personal brand to be me and helping other women with this strategy. So I'm going to be developing as it's a faceless, and I hate to say faceless because that's gotten such a bad rap right now, but as its own standalone product.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to have a team because I am not a good one man band type of person.
Yeah. Well, no one really is. You know, in order to scale a business, you have to either have really great systems in place and a business model that works for that, or you have to have a team. So yeah, it's just what it takes. Well, I'm so proud of what you've been able to achieve and how you've been able to break away from that identity. Right now, what is the biggest struggle you see when women come to you? And even if they're not coming from such a low place, they're coming to you and they're like, hey, I've always had this idea, but I never followed through on it. What is the biggest issue you have to work through
first? I think it's your self-worth. Truly. I can give you the strategies. You can as well. I mean, you do something very similar. We can give you the strategies. You must believe in yourself.
Yes.
You must believe that you are capable. Like, we have to peel back all the layers of all the people who ever told you you're not worthy, you can't do it. That self-doubt, like, you've got to toss that self-doubt out the window, like, now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Like, it doesn't have to be a long process, like healing and all these things. Like, yes, you can get re-triggered. You can take time to think about it some days, but if you want to actually move, you can't sit there and wallow in it. You just got to decide one time. Like, I woke up one day and I was like, I'm not being poor anymore. And
yes.
I literally made one decision, but I made that decision again and again every single day. And so if you're willing to do that and you're willing to reach out to someone who has the strategies, who has been through before, who has the framework for you and can say, if you do these things again and again, you're going to be able to sell on social media, which, by the way, guys, that's what we both do in our own ways. I focus, about 80% of my clients are queers or allies, and you've been helping people who are in corporate lose
that. I've been helping like that midlife. That's why that self-worth is really down in the dumps right now.
Yeah.
Because she probably had a partner like my first husband,
yeah,
who doesn't believe in you, who tells you you can't do what you want to do, or this is good enough, or this is the life that you were meant for. And I'm like, no, this is not everything. Like, dude, I'm no.
Yeah.
There's more for me.
And there's something we can't deny as a women who are entrepreneurs. We have this thing inside that's like, this is, it's bigger. It's bigger, yes, and they don't even get it. Like, they can't even fathom it.
Yes.
I know what I'm meant to do. I know I'm meant to speak on stages. I'm meant to host these retreats that combine spirituality and business. And I'm so excited. The vision's so big. So there will be people that just don't get it. And there's a vision for you if you're listening to this. If you're a purpose-driven woman, you've got a big idea, you don't know how to make it happen, you just need first steps. Is there anything you offer for people to get their first steps? I know people can reach out to me and I share my five keys with them. What is it for you?
Right now, it's just reach out to me. Like, reach out to me. And I saw something on Threads, while we talk about Threads,
yeah,
about this morning that this person posted about, I don't want anybody to come to me to ask me to pick my brain. I don't have time for that, blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, anybody who needs brain picking, come see me.
I love it.
I'll pick your brain, you pick my brain, because that's just where I am right now. And my journey is like, reach out to me. Let's create community. Let's get you in an accountability pod that I have created. That we show up once in the morning, once in the evening. You check in, you check out. In the middle of the day, if you hit like this slump in the middle of the day, you just reach out to me and I just set you right back on path. So
I love,
yes,
that.
I do have that formulated. I've tested it, proven it, and the reviews are raving. So I have formed these little accountability pods for anybody who feels like, you know, again, I started that side hustle. I am not working with the people who haven't started it,
yeah,
yet. You started it and you know, like you said, you know you were meant for more and you can feel it, you could taste it, you could smell it. But there's always this like, but.
Yeah.
And then what's on the other side of that but is just your greatness, your dreams, your everything you want to make come,
yeah, back. And sometimes they just don't know the next step to take, and that's okay. Or I know for often my clients, many times they're like, oh, Sophia, I took so many steps and nothing paid off for me. So like, I'm not taking another step unless I know it's the next right step. And that's why you need that accountability, that leadership. I love that. The accountability sounds incredible. I know for what I do with my clients, community is a big, big part. So I love that. Morning check-in, midday check-in, that's pretty amazing. If you're a solopreneur, you're feeling lonely. Like you said, that's the epidemic right now. I know for me, I needed to connect with powerful women with vision in order to keep going because it felt lonely. I would take myself on walks, go sit by the lake and edit or work with my community, but I needed someone to really talk to throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that I found my community.
That is wonderful. Community is everything.
It really is. So what is the next step on your journey with your coaching business? Where do you see yourself
right
going?
Right now I'm ramping up to one-on-ones.
Okay.
So anybody can work with me one-on-one. And then I will do these. I just finished one last Saturday. It was an intensive. It was 10 hours of power mastermind.
Wow.
And we went through everything from, and it was five female entrepreneurs that had started, but they couldn't, 60 days in not working with me, but 60 days in working in another capacity, they hadn't made any cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally went right back to, okay, And I hosted the whole day and facilitated, and we went through vision statement, mission statement, your brand, what you stand for, who your ideal client is, your product suite, pricing your product suite, believability in your product suite that can get you the cash flow that you need to see in a spreadsheet.
Yes.
All the way through to, we ended the day, it was a long day, but we ended with content, marketing plans, marketing strategies. And yes, now they took that whole day and they've checked in with me this week. We're doing accountability pods after that day and they're on fire. The momentum, the energy, the vibes, the people have already had sales.
I know. It's the best feeling in the world when you actually give someone a real strategy and wow, they follow it and they get sales. You don't say. I love it.
So that is in the works for an April launch. And until then, really, I'm attracting.
I love it.
And it sounds kooky probably to a lot of people out there. And a year ago, if you told me, Melissa, you're going to sit in a chair and attract, I would have been like, hell no, no, I'm not. But yes, I am. So I'm attracting. I mean, look at you. I put myself out there.
Yes.
There's a part of this that, yes, you do. You can attract and sit and attract, but you must also, you must do both every day. You must be brave. You must reach out. Like, I'm like, oh my God, Sophia, like, responded to my thread. And then the next thing I knew it, we were connected. And then I was like, she might actually, you know, let me into her world.
Yeah. So can I share with people, like, just how cool this is? Like, I always tell people, get outside of what you perceive as your league. So to get visibility, you reach out to people that they may not respond to you. I have 400,000 followers across platforms. You've got 80 right now. You're just getting started growing on Instagram. But guess what? You sure know how to build $75 million business. And so I thought, you know what? I wanna pick her brain. So the follower count doesn't matter. Always reach out to someone that you feel called to reach out to. If you get that still small voice ping you to do something, do it. It's all about inspired action and discipline to do the things every day, the activities that are actually gonna move the needle and broaden your network. So.
And be willing to learn from others. Truly, like, yes. I just always thought I would surround myself with people who are smarter than me. And
yes,
I'm so grateful for you because I know my follower count is low, but you gave me an opportunity to connect with you. And I just, you know, I'm just very, very grateful. And I feel like I just wanted to connect with you.
Well, I'm grateful that you're willing to stand up and say something and have the same attitude. And I think in our world that's so divisive and so political and just so everyone's worried about being canceled, to see me actively getting canceled and go, no, 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 guys, this is some bullshit. She did not skin a cat live on the internet. She literally just said that she fired someone for lying to her. And it was like, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, at some point, people have to start standing up for what they believe in and what they know is right.
Yeah, it's easy to get on the bandwagon and just see one thing. There was a woman in my industry that I looked up to, Melissa. It broke my heart. She took my thread, and this is someone, again, I looked up to her. She took my thread, she screenshot it, and she created content about me, but in a way that people truly thought that I sent it to her privately, saying that I told her to put on mascara and lip gloss. Now, I did not, and she did not explicitly say that, but the content was positioned where people thought that I actually sent that to her. Like, you should wear more mascara and lip gloss to be successful, as if.
But I loved that post.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, explain why you loved it and why you understood what I meant. Like, what did you take it as?
Okay, get out of bed. Like, please. Like, your business brand, unless you're like selling cotton, Egyptian cotton sheets or something, like, your business brand, you need to respect. Like, this is part of my strategy with women that I'm working with is, your business is this. You are this.
Yes.
You and your business are not this, because you need a brand and you need to respect your brand.
Yes.
So, like, don't always, maybe do a couple posts from bed if you need to, whatever. But you have a brand. Yeah. that you are attracting your ideal clients towards. I had women show up for interviews in their lingerie, in bed, for a medical professional position.
Oh my God.
Okay. So, like, yes, put on your mascara, put on your lipstick or your lip gloss, like,
yes.
Because it's not about like you showing up as somebody fake behind makeup. No. That's not how I see it. You are showing up as a respect to the universe.
Yes.
As a respect to your business, to your
depending on your business style. You, if you're selling high ticket as a businesswoman, whatever you decide your brand is, you need to be consistent with that image. So if you are selling freedom in your business and you're not talking about business in the same way that I am, but you're selling freedom on an island, then maybe you never show up wearing makeup, but you never show up indoors. All your backgrounds are like you wearing no makeup and you being in a jungle, and that needs to be consistent. But if you, or if you're a mama and you're selling whatever digital course you're selling while your baby's on your hip at the sink and you have to like censor your content because a baby's having its dinner right now on your tits, like that needs to be consistent. But if you are building something where you expect people to pay high ticket and you're showing up as a professional, you need to show up as a professional. And we're always selling. Coach Rita's here. Hey, Coach Rita. She's one of my clients in PPB. I'm so proud of her. She just put out her first masterclass and her first freebie and a new offer all in like 1 month of being in the program. But show up as the strongest, most you version of you, but the strongest. That, like you said, you're showing up for the universe. It's like, I did not show up this morning and think, oh, I'm going to wear my pajamas and I'm not going to put on a little bit of mascara and lip gloss. That's my brand. I've got to be consistent. It doesn't matter how I feel. It really doesn't. Right. So what is it going to be for you? The people who make a lot of money show up and they're consistent with their actions. They are who they say they are. They don't confuse people. Chanel doesn't have a different logo every day of the week. You need to show up on brand. So thank you for getting it.
I do get it. But then they're contrarian to that, right? Like, I will show up looking rough around the edges because I am very active. Like, I love to run. I love to sweat. I love to, like, climb over rocks. Like, do
yes.
weird stuff. So, like, yes, I'm not always going to have my mascara and lip gloss on when I'm in my business mode. But
you're sharing your lifestyle. You're sharing your personal brand. And people know you get to have that in your day because you're an entrepreneur, right?
Right. Right.
So it all circles back. But when you show up and sell and you're talking to your audience, unless you just went on a run and you got a download from God and you need to talk sweaty, you probably do a little bit of both. But you show up as a professional where people see, oh, dang, she's really showing up for herself every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your song? Because I just love your song.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not co-hosting this, but like, I just love your song.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. The new one or the My Healing song?
The new one.
Oh, thank you. So that song is really, really special because about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was writing it for my podcast theme song. And before I pivoted into what I'm doing now, when I didn't realize I was gay, I was a dating coach. And I, for someone without a real business strategy at the time, it was my side hustle. I was doing pretty good with it, making a little bit of money here and there. But when I came out and realized how hard it was to date women, I couldn't be in integrity with being a dating coach anymore because my relationships were like not working out. So I quit doing that and I started building my social media agency. But at this time, when I was going through coming out and leaving traditional religion and finding my own spirituality and relationship with God, which now I've like come back to this middle ground of like loving Jesus and also appreciating Buddha and Abraham Hicks and all the things. But in that moment, I had a podcast while I was processing all this, and it was called Enlightened. And that was the theme song music for the podcast, but it didn't have the words behind it. It had different words that was like question everything, don't be sure about anything, let me enlighten you. And that was the theme song for, and it got to be top 14 in spirituality, which was really hard to competing with mega churches. I was so proud of it. And then I decided to go into building the social media agency. I got so busy scaling that, that I didn't have time to podcast anymore. And then I just renamed it Social Equity, kept the theme song, changed the words. And I was like, I never released the music, my harp that I wrote over this. So like, I need to, God, give me words, like very simple words. And so all I did was just take my hand, let's step into heaven. Cause I feel like it sounded like opening into the next life. So
I love it. And what you just said is true for, I'm sure, all your clients and mine, but entrepreneurship is just because you started one way,
yes,
or one with one, like, I'm going to do it this way.
Yeah.
Please don't continue to think that way, because like just listening to your path, it's like, it's jagged. It's a hard lesson to learn for so many of us, because we want that end result, whatever success means to us. But to get from point A to B, you're going to have to like pivot and jive and jig jag all over the place like you have.
Yeah. I had to figure out who I was, and then I had to figure out how I wanted to do my life. What do you think, what does success mean to you? Like, what is, like, if you had to sum it up, what is it for you?
You know, what it has become for me, which is so bizarre. Anybody who knew me in my past, like super strict corporate world, would have been like, that's not even Melissa, but it is who I am now. It is truly filling every single day of my life with what makes me 100% joyful.
Mm. And what those are.
I did this exercise yesterday where I found this journal prompt.
Okay.
And so this is what it was. What would I do? How could I do it if I prioritized 100% of my own joy?
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh,
right.
How many times do we do something like it starts off as our own joy and then we care about how other people are going to perceive it, so we change it?
Yep.
That's so interesting.
I sat there yesterday and I outlined what a day in the life would look like for me answering that exact question.
What was it?
It's the life I want to walk into every single day.
Mm.
It's watch the sunrise, exercise, eat healthy food, sweat, get dressed pretty for the day ahead. Professional development, research my topics, meet with my personal assistant, Zoom one-to-one meetings, strategy and manifestation business, home office, beautiful home office with a library, mm-hmm, podcast recording, daily team meeting, work lunch, break time, chill, read, listen to music, healthy dinner with my family, evening meeting, prep for the next day.
Ooh, I love it. Oh my gosh. So you still are a go-getter. You're like, we're gonna have the long day because you love it. Like, you want to fill it up and be fulfilled.
We're building empires.
Yes. We're building empires, and that's what people don't get. I'm like, do you want to just build a castle in the air? Do you want to build a real business? Like, is this just gonna stay a little dream for you? Because you can do that, or you can really work at it and really change things. And I have clients come in 2 weeks they're making more money. I've had clients come in 3 months hit $30,000 months. We're not here to play around, but they're not coming in and half-assing anything.
No.
That's right. Peace says we're building empires. Yes, I love it.
Yeah,
so that, I call
the
my girls.
Half-assers aren't for us.
No, there's no room for it. There's no room for it on my team. There's no room for it. My clients, we do application calls this week. I've had to go through many where people weren't the right fit. And it was like, if I have people come in and they're not going to give it their all, I'm not going to get good reviews. Maybe that's selfish of me, but like, I have to make sure that we get the great reviews so our business can continue to grow and your business grows. If you don't make money, we don't make money. Like, that's just how it rolls, because I actually give a care about my clients' results, which it sounds like you do too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, total results, KPI. I'm a data analytics freak. Love it.
Yes. And I think like that's what's fulfilling, my idea of success is I need to feel fulfilled every day. And it mm-hmm. always does come down to having a movement time. I'm always about eating healthy. I go walk to my grocery store. Like I have, like I only do like Fresh Market. Like I'm just so obsessed with the fact that I get to buy these healthy foods. When I was a kid, it wasn't like that. Like my mom went to Sam's Club and everything was processed and she was doing her best. But now I get to choose all these healthy things and I have the luxury of doing that because of the abundance that I create in my life. And I don't have to think about every dollar, and I used to. And I think without the trials that we've gone through, Melissa, we wouldn't be so grateful for where we are now. Like I literally, every time I get to buy raspberries, I'm like, I get to do this. And we don't think about that. We don't. And it starts to add up, but we just get used to like getting, okay, this is normal life. But it's like, wow, I get to go live with my new friend, Melissa. I get to drink this healthy thing. I get to go on a vacation this weekend out of the country. Like I get, this is my life. This is your life. Are you taking charge of it? If you're listening right now, you're listening to the podcast, even if it, I mean, we're recording this on March 6th, it'll probably go out before May comes. You're listening to this and you're like, I was meant to hear this today. When you're hearing it, I totally believe that God's going to have you listen. It's like, I need you to realize that you get one life. You don't want to wake up one day and realize you made decisions for everyone else, right? Like you're saying in corporate, your clients, like if you're leaving corporate, it would probably be a great idea to talk to Melissa and drop her a DM because it is your life and corporate probably doesn't care about you. And if you're in a place where you have been building your coaching or service provider business, but you feel really stuck, DM me. I'm happy to help you. I want to give you the free training that I wish I had whenever I started building and spent way too much time and went in circles. And I invested $20,000 in coaches. So I've taken everything I learned in 9 years as a strategist, plus all that I learned about self-psychology and building the back end that helps you be able to make money in your sleep, have those systems in place to make your business work for you. If that's something you're interested in, you're like, it's time for me to quit playing around, I'm happy to help. So feel free to drop us DMs. Our DMs are open. Is there anything else you'd like to say to give people a final word from Melissa?
I'm grateful, like you said, the get to do's every single day. And you know, the world needs you. The world needs your dreams and needs you to bring your dreams to life. Yeah. Otherwise, you're letting them down.
I love that. I love that. And I have a question too. Some people come to me with products and I don't really know who to send them to. Are you helping consult people who have products, not just services?
Oh, I can all day long. I mean, I've taken yoga studios and helped them improve revenue 30 to 100 times.
I love
because
it.
Typical yogis, sorry, you're not business minded people, right? So I recently just redesigned, we just used empty space in their yoga studio and added a few areas to increase revenue that they didn't even think about. And so if you can have a mom and pop, like a retail store or mom and pop store or a product service line, all of that, I can absolutely apply business strategies toward. And I would love to do that.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, you heard it here. And what's the name of that nasal spray again? Because I'm ready for that to blow up and be like, I had her on my podcast first.
Okay. It's called Guardient.
Okay.
But I'm going to circle back with you as soon as this thing can get off the ground. By next week, and I will get it back to you. I will ship you your own. And you're going to be on Messy Missy podcast too. So
I can't
there's going to be more.
Yes. Yes. Y'all go subscribe right now to the Messy Missy podcast. I know it's available on Spotify and I'll
Apple.
Be on the show. On
yes.
Apple. Okay, awesome. I will be on the show soon. So as soon as we get off, I want to schedule that and I want to send you my address. I want that nasal spray. I'm about to get on a lot of planes.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
Truly from the bottom of my heart. You keep showing up. You keep shining your shine. You are an amazing woman and a kick-ass business lady. And
Thank
let's
you.
Just do this. Let's just change the world.
Let's just change the world and build empires, and you keep shining too. So many women in midlife can look at you and go, I had this moment where I just felt like everything had fallen down around me, but they can look at you and go, if she can do this, I can do this. And that is what's so powerful. If you're listening and you hear anything that we say, anything that we've done, anything, I can look at Melissa and go, because she built a business of 75 million, I know I'm capable of that. We don't need to look at women and ever go, oh, wow, she could do that. There's no way I could. We are evidence of what is possible for you. Have an amazing day, my friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpellino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective, and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.